It's a real privilege for Georgia and I to be here, and it's a real privilege for me to try to give our testimony. As you know, we live down in Louisiana. We try to practice a little bit of medicine, but according to my wife, at least, I spend most of my time down there teaching and preaching to people about the doctrine of holiness. We think that that's important. And when I come to the campground, the first thing that I think about is the great heritage of holiness that we as sanctified people have. We have a great heritage that we can trace way, way back. In many ways, we can trace it back to the founding of this church, and I think that's terribly important. And I have a great heritage in those people that founded this church. But even further than that, we can trace it on back, and we can go back to people like John and Charles Wesley, to Arminius and other people, which brought us the doctrine of holiness and sanctification. And I appreciate the heritage that come from those people. But it's also important to realize that these are not doctrines that have been cooked up by founders of this church or by other theologians that have come down through the ages, but this is that biblical holiness comes directly from the Bible. When we look at our heritage, we can go back to the Old Testament as it was brought to us so clearly last night, but really we can pinpoint much of it to the day of Pentecost. That's the day that the Holy Spirit fell. It is the day that the church came into being. It is the day that the Holy Spirit began to purify people and to purify hearts. You remember that sometime after that, when the Apostle Paul had preached to the Gentiles, you remember even earlier than that, the Apostle Peter had preached to the Gentiles. And they held a meeting down in Jerusalem, and if you remember at that time, they came and they held a conference to try to determine if the Holy Spirit was only for the Jews or if it was also for the Gentiles. And you remember at that time that there was a great discussion, and one of the people that got up and talked was the Apostle Peter. And when he got up, he began to tell how that the Holy Spirit had come to him, and the Holy Spirit had told him that there was no uncleanliness in the Gentile people, and how he went down and he preached to Cornelius and his family, and the Holy Spirit fell upon those people. Now, when he came and presented his case to the people at Jerusalem, there are a lot of things that he could have said. He could have said, I went down and preached to Cornelius, and after I preached to him, that there was a rushing mighty wind that came and it sounded just like it did down at Jerusalem, and therefore I knew that the Holy Spirit had fallen upon this people, but he didn't say that. Or he could have came to those people and said that I went down and preached to Cornelius, and he began to talk in tongues that could be understood clearly by people of different languages, but he didn't say that. You remember that the thing that he said is recorded in the 15th chapter of Acts, beginning with the 6th verse, and if I could just read that, then I'll close. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. And put no difference between us and them. In other words, there was no difference between the Jews that received the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost and the Gentiles, of which we're members, that received the Holy Ghost in this day. But notice what he says is the effect of the Holy Ghost. Let me read that again. And put no difference between us and them, not causing us to speak in tongues, not causing us to hear a rushing mighty wind, but when he did it, he purified their hearts by faith. And therefore, Peter was emphasizing that the main work of the Holy Spirit within our lives is the purification of our hearts by faith. Now, if it is the purification of our hearts by faith, then that is what we want to make sure when we claim the blessing of sanctification that occurs within our lives. Now, there's a whole lot of difference between a tradition and a heritage. And we want to claim sanctification as a heritage, not a tradition. If we ever get to the point that we simply come down as a ritual and a tradition twice to this altar and go back and nothing occurs, within our hearts, then we are as lost as any other group of people. But if we come down to the point and accept the heritage of the prophets in the Old Testament, the heritage of Jesus Christ, the heritage of the day of Pentecost, the heritage of the founders of this church and other churches that preach scriptural holiness, then we can have something that we can hang on to. And when we have purification of heart, then it means something in our life. So that's my prayer at this camp meeting, is that I can open myself up enough that I can ask God to shine His light into my heart in such a way that there will be no jealousiness, no pettiness, no envy, no strife, nothing but pureness in there, and that He would cleanse us out, and that would be the work of sanctification. Pray for us in Louisiana, and we appreciate each of you.